kind of one of those unusual nights where your varsity offense only ran five plays since the first quarter, but you guys were scoring in different ways to here tonight.
Yeah. We knew coming in. I mean, you know, they're young and they're got some injuries. They're struggling, but not quite the performance we wanted to put on in the first half. Just a lot of mistakes, especially on defense.
Well, you get out of here with the victory, though, nonetheless. But you guys did some good things as well. Very explosive offensively. Your longest scoring drive of the night ended up being your opening drive there. And what a night for Colin McDaniel. He scored in every facet of the game, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, and he probably bumped him over 1,000 yards this game. Yep. For the season. So, you know, he's just a good back. You know, he sees the field really well. You know, he's hard to bring down. He's got good feet, good hips, and he's got some speed to go with it. So he's had a really good season for us and done a good job on defense too. But defense got a little better too in the second half. We just kind of had to refocus on our assignments instead of just, you know, kind of running around against a team that probably, you know, you can't keep kids from reading the paper and social media and everything else. So, you know, we got to be a lot better next week, and we will be.
Was it maybe a good test for your defense to see kind of the run right down, the, like maybe 2, 3, 4 yards offense, kind of what you may see down the road here?
Yeah, you know, we did a much better job in the second half with our varsity group out there. The JV doesn't even get to run that defense. It's not our actual base defense. So kind of had some linebackers in different positions alignment-wise. So a little bit different reads too. So we threw them out there, and they got scored on them. But they played pretty tough, you know, for not getting to run that defense too much and just throwing them out there and telling them what to read and, you know, just run downhill and attack. And they did all right with it. But, you know, we got to get ready for next week. And, you know, Andale coming in and hopefully get a big crowd. Maybe it won't be so cold so people come out and watch.
Yeah, I think earlier indications may be 60s for the high next Friday. So
yeah,
maybe that's
nice.
All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, also it was an opportunity as well. You got in your JV offense as well. And, then, you know, I thought they did a good job moving the ball down the field in that on their lone drive they had.
A couple penalties. But, yeah, overall they did. They did a nice job. A couple guys ran the ball really hard in there. And, you know, had some seams run through. And, you know, it was good to see them get a little bit of time and get our other guys off the field and rest them a little bit and keep them away from injuries. So,
you know, you mentioned it. It's tough to not overlook a team like Smoky Valley, but, you know, just trying to take care of business and stay focused, that can be a challenge sometimes when you're 7-1 and the other team's 1-7.
Yeah, you know, it is. They're high school kids. You know, we try to practice pretty hard, and I don't lie to them or sugarcoat or anything. You know, they're not very good. We want to come out and take care of business, don't do what we do, and you know, if we do what we can, we'll be off the field with the varsity group in the first half, second half, and you know, we just didn't quite do it in the first quarter very well, but we did. Well, I mean, we hit them quick with some scores, and that's something we've been able to do most of the year. But we got to be more consistent coming out of the gate next week and the rest of the way through, defensively and offensively.
And the nice thing is you're still at home next week with Andale coming to town, and they won over Hugo tonight 46-0, but that was only an 8-0 game in the second half.
Really?
Yeah. Still a pretty good team coming to town.
Yeah, they're going to be good. You know, obviously, we played them back in, what, 18 or 17 or something before that. You know, they lost the next week to Pratt, and that was the last time they lost until this year against Cheney, you know. So they've had quite the run going, and they're a very good team, and we've already got a couple films, and they're going to come out, and they're going to, you know, a little better to sugar huddle than we are. They're going to snap the ball about 3 seconds or faster every time, and then they'll get you on a hard count the next time. So we're going to have to be really disciplined and get really physical up front, and, you know, hopefully we can come out and play like we're capable of and, you know, take care of business.
Speaking of the discipline a little bit here, I think you had to like it a little bit better tonight. Fewer penalties here for you guys.
Well, we've been running a lot for those, so they're kind of liking that too. They wave that one flag off. We have to run for the JV's penalties. Well, they're running for yours, so yes, you are.
It's a team concept,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the win, Coach. 8-1 on the years, back-to-back 8 win seasons for you, and hopefully an opportunity to get win number 9 next week.
Yeah, we want to keep going. We want to play much better and keep moving down the road in the playoffs.
All right, thanks again, Coach.
Right, thanks.